Hi, Graham. How you doing?
Hi, Judy. I'm fine, thanks. And thanks for popping round. I was hoping I could pick your brains about transferring to another course.
Yes, I remember you saying you wanted to do something else. Are you planning on staying here, or are you looking to go to a different university?
No, I'm happy to stay here. I just feel I need to do something else. How did you go about your transfer? You did History of Art originally, didn't you?
That was the course I initially wanted to transfer to. I'd studied art at college and wanted to continue, but my parents persuaded me that English would be more useful, so I took their advice. But I really didn't enjoy it and tried to transfer to History of Art, but the course was full. Anyway, I spoke with the course tutors and they told me about the Fine Art programme. They thought I had the talent to do it, so that was that.
I see. How did your parents take the news?
They were okay about it, really. They just want me to do what I enjoy, so everything's fine there. So you're hoping to transfer as well, then?
Yes, I think I've given the German course a good try, but I'm not really happy. Most of the other students on the course seem to have at least one German parent, or they've spent a great deal of time in Germany, so their German is much better than mine. We get huge novels to read, and I'm still struggling with the first chapter while they're already finished and writing their assignments. I thought about doing a combined degree, German with another course, as the workload would be less, but in the end, I feel a complete change would be best. One of my other subjects at school was history, and I realise now I'm actually more interested in that. One of my housemates is doing history, and it sounds like a great degree, so I've decided to focus on that.
Well, people do transfer, so it's not out of the ordinary. But won't you miss the opportunity to study abroad for a year? You spend year three in Germany, don't you?
I know. Not only Germany, actually. You have a choice of Germany, Switzerland, or Austria. That would be exciting, I know, but that's really the only thing I like about the course. And I can always do some travelling after I've finished my studies. I still don't know what I want to do as far as a career is concerned, so I think it's best I study something I enjoy, first and foremost. Anyway, I thought I'd ask you about how you went about your transfer before taking it any further.
Well, the first thing you have to do is make sure you're clear in your own mind why you want to transfer. You'll need to persuade people that it's a good idea, so get your arguments clear. Then, I'm sure you've already done this, but check what the entry requirements are for history and whether you've got the necessary qualifications. They might be more flexible now you're actually here, but you need to show them you'd be able to keep up with your studies.
Well, I've got history qualifications, so I'm hoping that won't be a problem. Who do I have to speak to?
Well, they always tell you to speak with your course tutor first, in case there's a way of making the course you're on more appealing to you. But it sounds like you've definitely decided to get out, so I'd go to the careers service next, just to make sure there aren't any restrictions on transferring. It shouldn't be a problem, but it's best to check first. And then there's your funding. I'm no expert, but I would imagine this won't be a problem. German's a four-year course and history is three, so you could just start from year one next September. If the career service think it's okay and there are no funding problems, go and speak to the admissions tutor in the history department, just to see if they're happy with your qualifications and if there are places.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping it'll be okay. I'm planning to transfer at the beginning of next year rather than halfway through this year.
Yes, hopefully it'll be all right. If they accept you, it's pretty straightforward after that. It's not like you're going to another university. You just have to complete a form. I think it's called an internal transfer form. Your current head of department and the one for the course you're transferring to have to add their signature as well, and that's it.
Well, thanks for that, Judy. I'd better start making my case for transferring, I suppose.